This week's highlights include several chamber music concerts, a visit from a classic folk rock group from the late 1980s, a star-studded literary event, some old-fashioned rockabilly, a few new art shows, and a salute to an avant-garde film pioneer. Autumn is chamber music season in the region, and violinist Paul Wang and pianist Louis Schwitzgebel will play works by Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, Kreisler, and Coriolano. In the final concert of the season at Tannery Pond Concerts in the Tannery on the grounds of the Darrow School in New Lebanon on Saturday at 6 p.m. Mirror Visions Ensemble brings its Concert a la Carte, featuring food-themed songs by the likes of Barber, Berg, Bernstein, Bolcom, Porter, and Schwartz, to Brooks Rogers Recital Hall on the Williams College campus in Williamstown on Saturday at 8 p.m. St. Luke's Chamber Ensemble will perform works by Bach, Mozart, and Vivaldi's Four Seasons at the Mahewi in Great Barrington on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in a presentation by Berkshire Bach. Folk rock group 10,000 Maniacs, one of the original indie rock groups, brings its vintage 1980s college rock sound to the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield on Saturday at 8 p.m. At the height of their popularity, when Natalie Merchant was still their lead singer, the upstate New York band from Jamestown, New York, had a number of hit singles, especially on MTV, including Like the Weather, What's the Matter Here, Eat for Two, as well as covers of Cat Stevens' Peace Train and Bruce Springsteen's Because the Night. At this point, though, Mary Ramsey has been lead singer of 10,000 Maniacs for far longer than Natalie Merchant ever was. Authors Paul Auster, Siri Hustvedt, and Roy Blunt Jr., the three distinguished writers who inaugurated the program in 1994, will bring this year's Music and More series to a conclusion at the New Marlboro Meeting House on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. The event will be hosted, as always, by Mitchell Levitas of the New York Times and will also include an appearance by documentary filmmaker Ellen Weisbrod, screening clips of her prize-winning film, A Woman Like That, the story of Artemisia Gentileschi, a 17th-century woman artist. Celebrating their 25th anniversary this year, Big Sandy and his Flyright Boys bring their swinging brand of neo-rockabilly to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9. The group appeals to fans of Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, Buck Owens, Chuck Berry, and, of course, Elvis Presley, which means pretty much everyone. Mixed media constructions and drawings by Linda Cross, paintings by William Klutz, and encaustic works by Allison Levy and Joshua Breeze will be on view at Carrie Haddad Gallery in Hudson through Sunday, November 2nd. There will be an opening reception for this new exhibition on Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. And works by seminal avant-garde filmmaker Gregory J. Markopoulos will be screened and discussed as part of the September edition of Basilica Screenings at Basilica Hudson on Sunday at 8 p.m. Filmmaker Robert Beavers and film curator Mark Weber will be in attendance for a discussion of Markopoulos and his work. The event, billed as Film as Film, Three Films by Gregory J. Markopoulos, will include rare screenings of three early Markopoulos films, Ming Green, Twice a Man, and Through a Lens Brightly, Mark Turbefill. These films were made in the United States in the mid-1960s. And that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.